little bit of news for with the Steelers now. The Steelers just lost one of their linemen, Chris Hubbard. If you remember him, the versatile lineman, he plays some tackle, plays some center, actually plays guard. He's a very, very, very versatile player, I think, for them. A good backup, actually. I think he probably started, I got to look at it, but he probably started 10, 11 games or something last year for the Steelers because of Marcus Gilbert's suspension and some injuries and whatnot. I think he's the kind of player that, you know what, nowadays in a salary cap league, you just really can't keep or hold on to. And it's a shame because I think, like I said, he's a valuable player. His versatility allows them not to have to, you know, have an extra lineman or two because he can fill any of the spots. And so, you know, maybe they can get away with one less backup lineman. And you say, well, he's a backup. He is a backup. But he played enough last year and proved, I think, that he's capable of being a starter in the NFL. Well, he just got a five-year deal from Cleveland. $37.5 million is what he got. And that's why, obviously, Pitt couldn't sign him. I mean, Pitt. That's why the Steelers couldn't sign him, I think. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you look at how much he makes. You look at how much they already have invested in their starting offensive line. And you understand and realize that they're not going to be able to pay backups that much money. That, to me, is probably the biggest difference between now and before the salary cap. You know, in the non-salary cap era, we always talk about, you know, well, like the Super Steelers. They wouldn't have been able to keep all those guys together for, you know, the run of 6 years there where they won four Super Bowls. They wouldn't have been able to keep all those guys together. Few of them would have priced themselves out. They would have gotten signed away elsewhere. And that's true to an extent. It's true to the point where I think the Steelers would have done, as you know, what a lot of teams are able to do, and that is move money around enough that they're able to keep, you know, a number of those guys, the majority of those guys. But the thing about it is, it's really the depth that you start to lose. You know, the third cornerback, you know, that has been a valuable player and has started a few games for you. You know, your third outside linebacker who started a few games and proven he could play. In this case, Chris Hubbard. You look at it, you know, he played really well for the Steelers. And again, I'm not sitting here trying to make him out to, you know, that he's, you know, Bill Frelich or something, or that he's the second coming of, you know, some Tony Boselli or one of these guys. But he was a really good player for the Steelers. And if they didn't have a backup as capable of him who played as well as he did, you know what? It would have really hurt them last year. So because when Marcus Gilbert went out, you know, they needed somebody that could step up and play at a reasonably high level at a pretty important position on the line. But they lost him for $37.5 million. You know, that's what, almost six? That's actually more than six. Over 5 years, that is what, seven? $7.5 million, something like that, per year. There's no way the Steelers are going to pay a backup lineman that way, that much. I mean, they already have a lot of money involved, you know, invested in their offensive line. So, you know, if you're talking about signing him, you probably would have then had to go out and sign or actually, you know, cut one of your other linemen maybe to try and make room for him if you thought maybe he's better, you know, than some of your other guys. But that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for a backup lineman. So, you know, the Steelers, I'm sure, have a plan. You know, I'm sure they'll draft a guy. They'll probably go out and sign a cheaper guy. You know, they'll try and figure out what their best course of action is. I wouldn't worry too much about it. But again, if you have a few of your guys go down like you did last year, you want to make sure that you have somebody capable of stepping in and playing right away and doing a good job at it. And, you know, he was somebody that proved he was able to do it. And so now, you know, there's sort of an unknown when it comes to your offensive line because, you know, guys do get hurt. There are, you know, times when you need your backup lineman. And you know what? He was a good one. Where he's going, I guess I didn't actually mention where he's going. He's going to Cleveland. So, you know, we can sit here and make all the you know, make all the fun we want to make of Cleveland. And we want to, you know, we can sit here and try and, you know, crack a bunch of jokes about how bad they are. And they aren't good. But it's pretty clear to me that they're getting better. And it's pretty clear to me that they're committed now to trying to do the right things and get better as a football team and get better as an organization than maybe they had in the past. And now, you know, again, you sign. Now, you know, if you go out and you with the moves they've made, you go out and get Saquon Barkley and maybe a quarterback or Saquon Barkley and, you know, maybe an offensive tackle with that number four spot, a pick or a defensive end or something. Now, all of a sudden, you got two more impact players to add to your team. The only thing that's interesting, the only thing I really don't like about him right now is the quarterback spot.